Some days it's the workout. Other days it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Yo! What's up, everybody? Happy Monday, October 13th, 2025. It's time for another GCN News Minute, the only podcast that delivers all of your Glass Cannon Network news in under 60 seconds. We just got back from Nashville, and that's why my voice sounds like this. We had our third Glass Cannon Network retreat. I don't know how, but they just keep getting better, getting to hang out and play games all day and night with such wonderful people. It's just a really special time, and we're so lucky that our content attracts such wonderful people. And once you put all that energy in a room, you can't beat it. I'm already planning the next one. And the plan right now is to do one big one next year in 2026. And I'm working on a way to offer several different price points in the hopes that more people can come and experience this magical weekend. I honestly can't oversell it enough. You should see the looks on people's faces and the comments and feedback that I get, whether it's the attendees, my fellow colleagues. It's just such a life-affirming weekend that I know folks who take part in it won't soon forget. So stay tuned for information about next year's retreat. We also had another Glass Cannon Live Ascension show this weekend in Nashville. What a doozy. And there are only two shows left happening during PAX Unplugged at City Winery in Philly next month. That's going to be on November 21st, which is a Friday, and November 22nd. I think that we set up a pretty exciting two-night finale. So be sure to get tickets to those shows. Jared's going to be on those, and we're wrapping this story up before next year's tour, which is going to be totally different. Next Thursday, October 23rd, Shadow Dark Session Zero premieres on youtube.com/theglasscannon, 8 p.m. Eastern. Podcast will drop the next day, and then the following week is episode one. I am so excited / terrified. We actually record episode one tomorrow in studio. Matthew, Sydney, and Joe were running Shadow Dark at the retreat this weekend. Skid ran the old A&D Village of Hamlet scenario, so OSR is at the forefront of their brains. We can't wait to show you what we have cooking up. In merch news, we released two sick new t-shirts this weekend at the retreat and at the show. Those will be out eventually, but Series 4 pins, which dropped in Boston, will be available this week. That features Blood of the Wild characters, Legacy of the Ancient characters, and of course, a clown version of Roger Cumstone, which you could call Roger Clownstone or Roger Cum Clown. That doesn't sound good. Anyways, this has been your GCN News Minute, the only podcast that gives you all of your Glass Cannon Network news in under 60 seconds. How does he do it? How does he do it, folks? Have a great week.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Tom.
So you want to tell him or you want me to tell him?
No. I got this. People out there, lean in. Get close. Listen, here's the deal.
We got big news.
We got monumental news. We got snacktacular news.
Yeah, after a brief hiatus, my good friend Michael Ian Black and I are coming back.
My good friend Tom Cavanaugh and I are coming back to do what we do best.
What we were put on this earth to do.
To pick a snack.
To eat a snack.
And to rate a snack.
Scientifically.
Emotionally.
Spiritually.
Mates is back.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks is back.
A podcast for anyone with a mouth.
With a mouth. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
October is Halloween month, which, yes, is a thing. And on the Vulgar History Podcast, it's also Mary Shelley season. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein, the book, when she was a teen mom on the run with her boyfriend, her sister, and her sister's boyfriend. She got the idea to write Frankenstein when her sister's boyfriend, Lord Byron, dared them all to write a ghost story one night, and now it's one of the most famous books of all time. It turns out that this story of grief and parenthood has deep personal connections for Mary Shelley. She learned how to write as a child by tracing the letters on her dead mother's grave, and her gothic life only got more scary from there. People around her seemed to keep dying, leaving Mary Shelley ultimately the last girl, the only survivor of that famous overnight party where she had written Frankenstein. We're taking a deep month into Mary Shelley's life and world on Vulgar History this month to figure out, was Mary Shelley the ultimate goth icon? Listen to Vulgar History wherever you get podcasts.